פסח א'. You know, we're going to start a little bit earlier. It says, Darash Rav Nachman Bar Chista, closer to the top of the page, six lines in the top of the page. Okay, this Gemara, we learned a little bit of it last time, but we're left off in the middle. The Gemara says, Darash Rav Nachman Bar Chista, Rav Nachman Bar Chista learned. My Dechsiv, what is this that it says in the Pasuk, Vayitzer Hashem Elokim Es Adam, that Hashem formed man, but Vayitzer is with two yuds, instead of one yud. Normally you should have one yud, it has two yuds. So it says, Shnei Yitzarim Barak Kadosh Baruch Hu. To tell us that Hashem created two yetzers. Echad Yetzer Tev, Echad Yetzer Hara. One Yetzer Tev, one Yetzer Hara. So therefore, the word yetzer with two yuds means there's two yetzers, Yetzer Tev and Yetzer Hara. Maskele Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. So Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak said, El Me'at Behema, when Hashem created a Behema. The Lake said, Baby Yitzer doesn't say Be Yitzer with two yuds. You're telling me Leslie Yitzhak doesn't have a Yitzhara? For Chazino, we see the mask that an animal damages, Vinoshkin, it bites, a butt, and it kicks. So obviously, the Yitzhara, I mean, the animal has a Yitzhara. So how do you say that Yitzhak is only the only one yud?
He has no Yitzhak.
Huh?
He has no Yitzhak by him.
Yeah, right, but the shot is lapel that seemingly. That the Yetzer, if it has one, it has only a Yetzer Hara. Uh-huh. If it has one, if it has only one, it's a Yetzer Hara. Uh-huh. The second Nefesh is a Nefesh Olikis. Yeah. But the first one is a Yetzer Hara. So if it's a Yetzer, you tell me it doesn't have a Yetzer Hara. So it says that Rav Shimon ben Pazi says, Eile mi Yetzri, v'eile mi Yetzri. Woe is to me. In other words, he learns it doesn't mean Yetzer Tev and Yetzer Hara. He says, woe is to me for the Hashem that made me, and woe is to me for my evil inclination. Meaning, if I do mitzvahs, my Yetzer Hara gets angry at me. If I do an aveira, Hashem gets angry at me. So whatever I do, somebody's going to get angry at me. Oily, woe is to me, either from Hashem or from the Yetzer Hara, either one. Inami, another interpretation of this is, what does it mean, Vayitzer, the double yud? He says, Rabbi Yirmiyahu ben Elazar, like Rabbi Yirmiyahu ben Elazar. The Amr Rabbi Yirmiyahu ben Elazar, Du Partzufim Barak Kadosh Baruch Hu Ba'Adam, Harishin. Hashem created Adam Rishin double. Two figures. Okay. What does it mean? Shenemad, and the way the Gemara is learning now is back to back. And then he separated them as Adam and Chava. But Hashem created Mamish one person back to back. And it says Shenama because it says in the Pasuk, Adam Achad Vakedem, from the back and from the front, Tartani, you formed me. So we see that this is what the double yud means, that the Eibishter created a double partzuf. About what you said before about the Yetzer, the animal. Yeah. So they say that when the Gemara asks an animal as a Yetzer Hara, they assume that an animal also has a Yetzer Tev of some sort.
The highest, probably.
That I don't know if is the godly song, but the animal does good, an animal does bad. So obviously they learn that it has to come from Yetzer Tev, Yetzer Hara. So, and yet over there it doesn't say Vayitzer that there are two souls. So obviously, Vayitzer doesn't mean two souls, because an animal is two souls, and it also doesn't say Vayitzer.
It's good that it does, it's all
instinctive.
Because it's like the KLF comes, it's all heart, the heart comes from its Sahara.
Yeah, but it does good things also. A dog can do good deeds also, instinctively. It doesn't have free choice. But the fact is, it has good and it has bad. Yeah. Okay, now the Gemara says, how the Gemara is discussing how Chava was created. Now it says, "Vayivin Hashem Elokim Etzatzela." It says Hashem formed from the side of Adam Rishon. He formed Chava. Now, what did he form Chava from? It says the side, but what is the side? So there's an argument between Rav and Shmuel. Chadam Epartuf. One says it was Taka a figure. It was a double figure, and then Hashem separated them and created Chava from the female figure. And one says it was Chadam Zana. It was actually a tail.
The connection is
that formed Chava. Adam Ish was born with a tail, which is the second side, the back side. And from that tail, he formed Chava. We're going to discuss this. So the Gemara says, Bishleim Eleman Diyamer Paratuf. It makes sense according to opinion that says it was Mamish a figure, not a tail, but Mamish a whole person. That's what it says. Achav Akadim Tatani, that you formed me from front and back, because then it's equal. The front and the back are equal. Eleman Diyamer Tzadzanav, but according to the opinion that says it was a tail, my Achav Akadim Tatani. What does it mean, front and back, you formed me? A tail is not like. You can't, front and back means they're two equal things, front and back, but it's not equal if it's a tail. So what does it mean? So the Gemara answers, Kedravami, like Ravami says, that Achav Akedem Tzartani does not mean you created me literally front and back. It means the whole different things. Achav Lemaise Bereshis, he was the last thing of creation. Vekedem Leperonis, and first for punishment. And as Achav Akedem Tzartani, the Gemara thought until now meant he created Adam and Ishmael with a front and a back. And then you have two opinions. Is it a whole figure or just a tail? Mm-hmm. But the second opinion, I mean, the second way of learning the thing is that, you know, he actually made him last. What are you looking at? What, you got the right Gemara?
Hey, what page are you? The column is on this side and theirs is on the other side.
No. Turn it back a page. One page back. It's also Samach Aleph. Notice, Amid Aleph and Amid Beis.
Here you have numbers.
Here you have the letters rather than the numbers.
Yeah.
Okay. So the Gemara learns, what does it mean, Achav Akedem, not as the form of Adam Rishon, but Adam Rishon was created last, because he was created the last thing in the world, and also he was created the first for punishment. And the Gemara is going to ask, what does that mean? So the Gemara says, Bishlema Achav Lemaise Bereshis. I understand what it means, the last of creation. I understand it. Delay Ivrad Mali Shabbat, because he wasn't created until Friday, which is the last day of creation. And in Friday itself, he was created basically the last. Elev Akedem Leperonius, but when you say that he was the first of punishment, what does it mean? What does it mean he was created the first for punishment? Ilay Meperonius Denochosh, if you're going to say he's created the first of punishment because the snake started up with him right away that caused him to sin. You know, that caused him to sin and all those problems. But it can't be. But Tanya, but we learned, Rabbi Eimer, Rabbi says, Bigdula in things of greatness, Maschilim in Agodl, you start from the most prominent person. Ubeklala, and by cursed things, you know, by negative things, you start from the cotton, from the least prominent person. Why? He says, "Begdula maschil min agadol." By great things you start from the greater one, because it says in Chumash, "Vayidav Meisha el Aaron." Meisha Rabbeinu spoke to Aaron. Then Elazar ban Vayisamer banav and Isarim, and then to Elazar and Isamer. This is speaking after Nadav and Avil died, Aaron's two older sons. So the pasuk says Hashem spoke to Aaron, and then to his children. So who did he speak to first? Aaron, because he was greater. So you see, in great things, you go to the greater one first, and then to the lesser. By evil things, by misfortune, by cursed things, you start from the youngest. Why? Because when Hashem got angry, after Adam and Chava, the Nachash sinned, who did Hashem curse first? He first cursed the Nachash, then the woman, then the man. That means he cursed first the worst of them, because he was the one that caused everybody to sin. Ubesev niskal Chava, then he cursed Chava. Ubesev niskal Adam, and then he cursed Adam. So the question is, you see that Adam wasn't the first of misfortune.
Right.
The Nachash was. So the Gemara is asking, what does it mean that he was created last in creation, that we understand. The last thing on Friday he was created. But what does it mean he was created first for curses? Yeah. Because the first one to get cursed was the Nachash. So what does it mean? So it says, Ella Peroni is the Mabul. Because it was when it came the flood, the first ones to die in the flood were the people. Like he quotes the Pasuk. It destroyed all the existence that existed in the world. May Adam ad behema, from man until beast. So you see who was cursed, who died first in the flood? People. Like he says, Bereisha Adam, first Adam, mankind was cursed, and then the animals were cursed. And the Mashal explains, you bring down the Mashal explains, what's the proof? Because if the Pasuk wants to tell us that everything was destroyed, the Pasuk could have said simply, everything existing died. Yeah. Why does he have to say from man to animal? Yeah. If everything was destroyed, everything was destroyed. Right. So here the Mashal is explaining that what is the Torah teaching us? That when it comes to punishment, mankind comes first. So the simple reason is because they have the free choice.
But before Nachash was cursed
first,
the
animal. Huh?
Before he said Nachash was cursed first, and now it's Adam first.
Yeah, because on the contrary, it makes a lot of sense. Because until Adam Rishon sinned, the Nachash was the Yetzer Hara, but it was outside of him. After he sinned, the Yetzer Hara went into him. So therefore, from that time on, like the flood, who brought the flood? Basically, mankind's behavior. Right? The sin, without the Nachash, wouldn't have happened, because Adam didn't have the Yetzer Hara at that time. So the Nachash was the outside Yetzer Hara that went into him. So the Nachash, at the beginning, the Nachash was first. But afterwards, Adam Rishon has now Yetzer Tov and Yetzer Hara, and the free choice to pick one from the next. So now he is responsible for his actions. And for the world. Now, the Gemara goes back to what we said before. Bishlem elamandi yomer partzuf, according to the opinion that says that what was the side that Hashem built from was the double figure. So now it makes sense why it says Vayet said with two yuds, Mishnei Yudin, because one was one side, one was the other side. But according to the opinion that says, this is a repetition of the Gemara before a little bit, that it was said, Ve'ezon of a tail, what did Vayetzer mean? If Hashem only formed one image, so what was the two yuds? So the Gemara answers, like we said before, that a person should say, woe is to me for my Creator. And woe is to me from my Yetzer Hara. Because when I do bad, Hashem is angry at me. When I do good, my Yetzer Hara is angry at me. So I'm woed either way. Okay, now the Gemara says, Bishlem elamandi yomer partzuf. It makes sense according to the opinion that says that it was a figure, like two figures. It makes sense why it says, Zachar unekeva b'ram. It says in the Pasuk, Hashem created them, male and female. And then the Pasuk discusses that how Chava was created from his rib. Yeah. So the Gemara says, if you say it was two figures, then it makes sense. Hashem created the male and female as one, back to back. And then afterwards, the Torah says Hashem separated them. But at least when he created them male and female. So then it makes sense. Ela mandi yamezana, but according to the opinion that says it was a tail, ma'izachon nekeva bara'am, what does it mean Hashem created them male and female? He didn't. He created male, and afterwards made female. So how do you say Zohar Nekev Abram? But the other way makes sense. He created them, male and female, back to back, one male, one side male, one side female, and then he split them. Which, by the way, that explains even better the whole concept that man and woman are half, and you have to go find the other half, and then you become a whole, because that's how it started. They were created one whole, then Hashem separated them. And now he says, no, go find them. So they go find the other half. So the Gemara says, what does it mean? So it says, Kedrababu. It refers like what Rababu says. Dame Rababu, I'm sorry, Rababu, Rami, because Rababu asked the question. See, if one pasuk says Zochon Nekev Berop, Abu Utak asked this question. He has a contradiction of psukim. One pasuk says Zochor Unekeva Beram. He created them male and female, which means he created one person made of both. Uksiv, and then it says in the pasuk, Ki Betzalim Elokim Asas Adam. In the image of God, he created man, meaning man without woman. Right? So, one pasuk says he created them both together. One pasuk says he created Adam. So the Gemara says, okay, so what does it mean? So the Babu explains. At the beginning, Hashem just thought of creating them two. Upsef, at the end, He only created one. In other words, Hashem wanted, and there's an explanation here at the bottom, but it's not a Chassidish explanation. There's one, it says, at the beginning, Hashem wanted to create two. Actually, he created one. So it's like when Hashem changes his mind. First, he wanted to do one thing. He changed his mind and he created one. So the banner they bring down, they should be created like animals, but divine wisdom ordained that man should be created a single creature. Okay? According to Chassidus, it's very simple. It's similar to what Chassidus asks. It says that Hashem created the world. One place it says Hashem created the world in Nisan. One opinion, the Gemara says Hashem created the world in Nisan. And one opinion says Hashem created the world in Tishrei. So Chassidus asked, you can't have an argument and a fact. When did God create the world? Did he do it in Nisan? Did he do it in Tishrei? When did he do it? How can you have an argument and a fact? So Chassidus explains, in thought, Hashem created the world in Nisan. In action, God created the world in Tishrei. So Chassidus elaborates on this concept, and they ask, what it took God a half year to make the plans? I mean, he had to get the city approval. What does it mean? No, what does it mean? Hashem thought in Nisan, because especially Lamaila, Hashem's thought, like our thought until it comes into speech or action, takes time. But Hashem, it's nothing. Yeah. So what does it mean? A half a year apart, Hashem, but you have to get approval. So Chassidus explains that's not what it means. And this is the same thing over here. Betchila meaning the purpose of creation is Nisan. The actual creation is Tishrei. Like we're learning in the Maimed, Zayim Tchis Masecha, that the world is Koi, Chafei Elul, and what we have to do is to bring Zeh, godliness, into Koi. Into revelation, into world. I mean, so it says Nisan is Nais, miracle, supernatural. The purpose of creation is supernatural, but the actual creation is natural. That's the Tishrei is because the Dalai base backwards. Tishrei is world. Nisan is a supernatural. So it means the purpose of not the months Nisan and Tishrei half a year apart. All of them machshavtei. In Machshava, meaning the purpose of creation is to reveal the supernatural. Where? In the natural. So actually the world is natural, but the purpose of creation is the supernatural. The same thing over here. God wanted to create two. That means they should be together. But Lepoil, he created one, and then he separated them that they should come back together. But what's the intent of creating them both at the same time? That's the purpose. Like it says, Ezer Kenegdai, that the wife should be helping the husband as a team. So that's why it's not a contradiction, like God changed his mind from two to one. The purpose is there should be two, equal, back to back. But in order for that to happen, Hashem had to create one, and Chava somewhere else, and then they go find each other to become the one team. But it's not, God forbid, he changed his mind. Like the simple, simply meaning of the Gemara would be. Okay, now the Gemara asks, Bishleim lemandi yom partuf, Yavit, it's middle of the page. says Bishlam Elamandi Yomer Partsav. It makes sense according to the opinion that says there was a figure. That's why it says Vayizgir Basar Tachtanim, that Hashem had to fill up the place with flesh, because if two people are back to back, yeah, the Siamese twins, and you separate them, so you have to fill up flesh along where you took it off from, right? So then it makes sense. Elamand Yomer Son of, but according to the opinion, it says his tail. What does it mean he filled the place with meat? If you cut off the tail, you don't have to fill up the place with meat. There's no open space there. So what is the pasuk says? Hashem separated Adam, created Chava from Adam, and he filled up the missing place with meat, with flesh. So it says, if you're telling me that there's mamash two figures back to back, and you separated them, so you have to do surgery to fix it. But if a tail, you cut off the tail. You don't have to do surgery. So my answer is, Amar Rav Yirmiyah v'yisemer Rav Zvid. Rav Yirmiyah said, some people said Rav Zvid said it, some people said Rav Nachman Yitzchak said it. Le'nitzdrecha ele l'makim chotach. What it means is, the place of the cut. In other words, the Gemara didn't think, as the Mefarshim say, the Gemara didn't think l'chatchila that you cut off a tail, that because vayivin asatzela would actually mean a whole surgical process. Not some cut off the tail and fill it up a little bit. So the Gemara said, no, that's what it means. Where Hashem cut off the tail, which from that tail he formed Chava, that area, that small area, he had to fill up with flesh. Initially, the Gemara didn't want to learn it. Like he says, Hashem left him without any scars. Hashem did a good cosmetic surgery on Adam, and he left him without any scars. Also, the Gemara says, now, Bishlam Lamandi Yom Mizanim. Now the Gemara is going to ask in reverse. Until now, the Gemara always said, it makes sense if it's a figure, not if it's a tail. Now the Gemara is asking reverse. Bishlam Lamandi Yom Mizanim, according to the opinion, says it was a tail. That's why it says, Vayivan, he had to build. If you take a tail and you want to build it into a person, you have to build. But according to the opinion that says it was a whole figure of male and female back to back, my Vayivan, what did he have to build? It was there already. Right? If you have Siamese twins and you separate them, you don't have to build the second one. The second one's there. You have to make some adjustments, maybe. But what does it mean, Vayivan? So if you say it means it was a tail, Samach Aleph. Mainly if you say it was a tail, so then it makes sense. Because from a tail, you have to build a person. But if it's a two figures, male and female, back to back, why do you have to build? So the Gemara, got it? But Samach Aleph, Aleph. Okay, so the Gemara answers, Rab Shim ben Menasi, like Rab Shim Menasi says. What does Rav Shimon ben Menasseh say? The daughter of Rav Shimon ben Menasseh said, it says, Vayiv Maidich said, what is this that it says in the Pasuk? Vayiv and Hashem Asatzela, that Hashem built the side. What do you mean he built Chava? What does it mean? So he says, Melamed Shakadosh Baruch Hu, Shakol HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Chava, Hashem braided Chava's hair, Vaviyah La'adam Arishin, he brought it to Adam Arishin. Hashem built, and he's going to show that braiding is called building. Braiding is called building. 1 second. So now, it says, where do you see that braiding means building? Because the pasuk says he built. What does he mean braiding? Shekem b'knache yam, because in overseas places, kredon l'kalisa, they call a braider a builder. So therefore, he learns like this. Hashem beautified Chava. She had to marry Adam, yeah? To go on a shidduch. So he beautified Chava by braiding her hair, and then he brought it to Adam. So therefore, the Gemara's question is, what does it mean he built the tzeila? The Gemara says, okay, the basic thing over here is, this is what the Gemara is talking about. How was Adam and Chava created? Says Agman Rav and Shmuel. One says they're created back to back, Siamese twins, and Hashem separated them. So the last question we ask, so what does it mean Hashem built the side into Chava? If she's there already, he didn't have to build her. Right? If another opinion says that there was Adam and Eve was created with a tail, Hashem cut off the tail, and from the tail made Chava. Yeah, I don't know if the women would like this, but so then the Gemara said, "What do you mean built?" The Gemara said, "Didn't mean built. He braided Chava's hair."
What about the rib? Does that come anywhere? The rib?
Yeah, that we'll see later.
Taking a tail and making it into a human, that's pretty much building, isn't it?
Oh, that's what the Gemara says. That makes sense.
But what is this braiding for?
No, because the Gemara says, if you say it was a tail, the Pasuk says he built the side. Yeah. So the Gemara says, if you talk to me there was a tail, then it makes sense, like you said, it makes sense that he built. He had to build from a tail into a person. But if you're saying that the opinion that says they were back-to-back full-grown people, so what did Hashem build? He separated, he didn't build. So the Gemara answers, according to that opinion, building means braiding. That Hashem braided Chava's hair before he brought it to Adam. David Acha, another interpretation. By Yevan, what does it mean? He built Chava. And there's an interesting definition. So the Gemara says, Amir Avchista. So some people say, Avchista said it. Some people say it says in the Braise. Melamed shebenah Hakadosh Baruch Hu lechava, that Hashem created Chava bebinyan kebinyan eitzer, like the shape of a storehouse. What does it mean? Ma eitzer is just like a storehouse. Katzim milmaila is short and narrow on top. Verochav milmata and broad at the bottom, like a silo. So on top it's narrow, and at the bottom it becomes wider. The same thing, he created Chava's womb the same way. Kedei lekabel peiros to get the produce, the fruit. The same thing. Afishik sodom el maila, the womb of a woman is made narrow on top, or chava el matan wider on the bottom. Kedei lekabel esevla to accept the kid. So Shem built her in a way, not so. In other words, the form of Chava was there. If Yolda was back to back, so she was there. But he built her in a way that she should be able to give birth to children in a way that the baby doesn't fall out. Whatever. Then it says, he brought it to Adam. It says, Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah ben Elazar said, Melamed, it teaches us, Shenasa Kadosh Baruch Hu Shushvinin L'Adam Arishin. Here in the English it says, Shushvinin Hashem made the wedding. Rashi says, Mishtadal. Hashem made an effort in the shidduch, but Hashem brought her. It's like, you know, by a chuppah, the parents bring the kids. This is one of the sources of it, because it says Hashem brought Chava to the chuppah. So you see, you need somebody to accompany you to the chuppah. Here it says made the wedding arrangements, whatever. But Rashi says, Rashi learns it means that accepts the responsibility for the wedding and everything else. Mikan limda teira derech eretz, and here from here the Torah teaches us manners, proper conduct. She yachze godel makotin b'shushvinis, that an important person should make their wedding arrangements for a lesser person. Valyedalein, it shouldn't bother him that it's below his dignity. Sometimes, you know, you think you're a greater person. Why should I make wedding arrangements for orphans or somebody, you know, that are, says God did it to Chava, you can also do it. It shouldn't bother you that you're making wedding arrangements for somebody less than you, because Hashem made the wedding arrangements for Chava. Now the Gemara asks, it's an interesting question. Gemara says, according to the opinion that says it was a double figure, for no better word, the Siamese twins. The Gemara says, "Hey me now, Sagi Bereshu, which one walked first?" In other words, if you have figured, okay, it's easier for me. Back to back, now each one's facing this way, right? So, who walked first?
Back to back.
No, but I'm saying which, you have to walk together.
Yeah.
So which, did Adam go first, or did Chava go first?
Hashem took Chava away, that's why
Yeah, but I'm saying until that happened. When Hashem created them back to back,
so how did they walk around?
How did they walk around for those seconds or minutes or whatever it was? Which one went first? Who wore the pants? What?
They weren't aware of each other. Otherwise, he would know she's there.
He knew she was there.
He knew he's there. She's connected to him.
They were connected back to back. But which one went first?
What was the surprise when God brought the Hamadan?
Because he didn't see her. Back to back. You can't see him. You can't see her face if you're back to back.
But then it was Adam
that. Huh?
If he didn't see, then he would be the one that would probably.
Why? Maybe Chava went first. That's what the Gemara is asking. Who went first?
Maybe
he piggybacked her.
Anyway, so the Gemara says. So Gemara answers, Amr Rav Nachman ben Yitzchak, Mistabra. Logically. The Gavra Saga Beresha, the man went first. Why? Because it's a halacha, the Gemara says. The Tanya, because we learned, Le Yahalech Adam Achur Eisha Baderech, a man is not allowed to walk behind a woman in the street. Afilo Ishte, even if she's his wife. Okay? Now, the whole. People should keep it, but they don't keep it. In Shulchan Aruch, this is the famous Gemara. It says in the Gemara, this is Halacha, the Gemara says, you're not allowed to walk behind a woman in the street, because then you look at her, you gaze at her, which is not proper conduct, and even if it's your wife. And even though obviously you're allowed to gaze at your wife, but it's not proper etiquette, as the Gemara is going to say, to walk behind your wife. Now, if Chava went first, so Adam was walking behind her, basically. So therefore, logically, Adam walked first and Chava tagged along with him. Okay?
Could he walk side by side, or it has to be the guy in front of the woman?
One second. We'll soon see. Then it says, Nizdamna lo yala gesher. What happened, if they're on a bridge, and it's a very narrow bridge, that you have no choice but walking behind it. You can't go by the side. Side by side would be okay.
Yeah.
But not behind.
Not following.
So Gemara said, what should you do? You said, Lakenel it's Dodim. You should move to the side a little bit, or you should pass her and walk in front of her. Now, even on a bridge, you shouldn't walk behind it. And then it says, V'chola oivet achura isha b'nahar, whoever passes by a woman walking through a river, with even less modesty, Ein lo chelek lo lam abo, yaz no chelek no lam abo. It says, the Mepharshim say, based on Rashi, that that's only, by the way, what about the bridge, is not by your wife. If it's another woman, another married woman, then you're not allowed to walk behind her, because then you look at her, especially on a bridge. So then you have to go in front of her, rather than behind her.
Side by side is okay.
Yeah.
How are you supposed to look at Chava if he's back-to-back?
I understand, but the Gemara says the fact is, who goes first, who goes second? Who goes first and who goes second? So the Gemara says, logically, if Adam kept halacha, he was a frum person because Hashem made him. So Babashis, rather than him following Chava, Chava followed him. And then the Gemara says, San Rabbanan said, this is a very sharp Gemara, but it shows how careful. In the olden times, the Gemara says people should be with the relations between man and woman. The Gemara says, "Amiratzim mois liisha miyada liyada." Whoever counts up money for a woman from his hand to her hand, meaning he has to give a woman money. K'dei listakuba, and he does it in order to gaze at her. I feel a yesh biyada teira ma'isim tevim. Says even if you have in your hands teira and ma'isim tevim like Meisher Rabbeinu, lo yinaka medinishol gehenim. You're not going to be freed from gehenim. And the Gemara is so strict about these types of things. Why? Because it says, Yad le Yad, from hand to hand, Lo Yenaka Ra, will not be spared from evil. What does it mean? Lo Yenaka Medina Shel Gehenim. He won't be cleansed from the din of Gehenim.
Why is he giving her money? To look at him?
The purpose of giving money, meaning, he may be in business, but if he also is intending to gaze at her, the Gemara says, even if you have Torah mitzvah, Sigmei Shirabein, you have no chilek in Olam Haba.
That means that brings you to Avera.
Right. No, the Gemara says just at looking at it, because he does it in order to gaze at a woman. And that's the purpose of it. If that's the purpose, he's not spared from Gehenna.
But doesn't mean he has no chiluk on my boy?
He's not freed from Gehenna, right. I mean, he has a chiluk on my boy, but he has to go through Gehenna first.
Yeah, punishment, right.
Pay a visit to Gehenna for a while. So now the Gemara says, Omer of Nachman, Maneach Amar Tzoya. Maneach, the father of Shimshon, was an ignoramus. Why? Because it said, Vayelach Maneach Achare Ishte, he followed his wife. And we learned in the Gemara here, you're not allowed to. So obviously Maneach didn't know how to learn. So the Gemara says, Maskel of Nachman Yitzchak, so Rav Nachman Yitzchak asks, Elamiyata by Elkanah, the husband of Chana, and Elkanah was a very great tzaddik, it says also, Vayelach Elkanah Achare Ishte. And by Elisha it says, Vayakam Vayelach Acherel. He went after the Isha Shunamis. So Achanami Acherel Mamish. So the Gemara answers, I mean, the Gemara is asking basically, should this be taken literally, that Imamish walked after him? After her, I mean. How can you say Elkanah and Elisha, who was a prophet, would do it? So what do we must say? So it says, the Gemara says, we must say, what does it mean? That he didn't walk physically behind her. He followed her advice. So how do you know Maneach was an Amaretz? Because it says Maneach followed his wife. Maybe it means he followed her advice. So he says, okay, we'll have to leave it here. We're not done yet, but...